You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 923, hour number 3. We will start with a piece from the artist Dominique Ferraton. This comes from Deep Wireless 9 from 2013, an online album from New Adventures in Sound Art. This was recorded in field recordings and interviews conducted by the composer in Bruno, Saskatchewan, during the composer's residency at Bruno Arts Bank in Bruno, which is northeast of Saskatoon, a small prairie town. And we'll then hear a little comic relief, Negative Land and Michael Jackson. That's the title of that piece from their first album, Escape from Noise, released on SST in 1987. And we'll also hear a piece from Philip Perkins, 8282, from his CD, It Gets the Corners. First, this is Dominique Ferraton, Bruno, September.
There's all sorts of sounds to appreciate no matter where you are.
Il y a presque toujours du son, même dans une petite place comme ici.
I like a lot of sounds. Most of them have to do with the environment and not so many to do with people. So. This time of year, the sounds of our living skies.
I love the sounds of the birds.
J'aime les sons des oiseaux.
The birds, because it's very quiet.
Surtout le matin, quand ils sont tout excités.
There's birds and there's different kinds of singing.
The sounds I like quite a bit would be the sounds of migrating geese passing overhead.
It's kind of fun to figure out if it's the speckled geese or it's the lesser Canadas or the greater Canadas or the snow geese.
If you're really close to them, you can hear the sound of the air whistling through their wings.
We have a purple martin hoax, and they are the chattiest things you've ever heard. They're hilarious.
Ou bien juste les petits oiseaux quand ils mangent les cerises sur notre cerisier, des affaires comme ça.
C'est juste que des sons, that sounds really nice.
The sandhill cranes especially, it's fun to hear them. People were saying that Saskatchewan is known for a windy province, and I had no idea.
When the wind catches the trees, especially in the mornings, it seems, they rustle just like waves. It sounds like water on pebbles. So it's a beautiful sound, especially in the morning when I'm going to Mass.
Wind moving leaves, dried leaves, grass, different crops in the fields, if you're close enough to hear the sound of the wind moving those.
Some of the things are things I like that can also drive me nuts. Like, I like the sound of the wind, but sometimes if it's just been so windy for like 2 days, it drives me crazy and I want it to stop.
Well, at this time of year, I really like the sounds of geese, and I like the sounds of harvest. So the machines going by, and fall is just a really exciting time of year for all the farmers around here. It's always interesting to hear their machines going, and that if the machines are going, then it means things are going well, usually anyway.
The sound of the distant train I love. Just really kind of hauntingly beautiful sort of different call of the train as it comes through. Kind of a lonely sound, you know, to hear it, especially at night or in the morning.
Makes you feel at home. I think it draws people close together. It's sort of a community thing.
À mesure qu'il approche, on entend le poum, 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 poum. C'est quasiment comme ça, ça vient à travers la terre, puis on peut la sentir.
Even when I first started living here in Brno, the train would go by and I'd hear it all the time, and now I don't even hear it.
And I don't even hear the train, you know, the train's fairly close, but...
Vehicle engine sounds I do not like when they're happening at late at night when I'm trying to sleep. But they can be interesting to hear at various times during the day if I'm in a particular mood and I'm very aware of different sounds.
An awful lot of human sounds are actually noise to get attention, which I find disturbing. People are disrespectful of others.
Des fois, il y a des jeunes qui font beaucoup de bruit avec leur voiture ou leur motocyclette.
Les grondements, des voitures qui crient.
First moved, there were certain groups that would pace up and down the main drag, you know, all night, and I didn't see the point of it. And you know, you always hear vehicles driving at night. But
sometimes I notice that buzzing of the factory over on the edge of town. Every once in a while, for whatever reason, I notice it more, and then it really irritates me, and I'm just like, I just want silence.
I built that place. I worked in it for all my working career. So it's the sound of industry, it's the sound of employment. People have to make a living. For the past few years, they haven't maintained the cooler fan in the plant, and it could be half as loud as it is. I find that unfortunate. It's not necessary to be as loud as it is.
Oh non, non, non. C'est pas un son offensif. C'est beau parce qu'on voit qu'il y a du commerce qui se développe dans la région.
When it stops, that's when you go, ah, isn't that nice?
No, I don't notice it unless I walk out that way or ride my bike out that way. I don't really hear any of that anymore.
No, I haven't noticed it.
The sound itself isn't super annoying in any particular way. It's just when you become aware of it, it seems like it's the only thing you can hear.
I think it's also about a certain expectation I had about being in a small town. I was like, we're in the country, so I don't want to hear those things.
I hear crows and magpies, which I don't like very much when I go for walks. I just don't like magpies in general because I know they do things like steal eggs from other birds and do all sorts of nasty things.
We used to have a lot of crows that were in our cemetery, and in the very early morning, like 5 a.m, they'd be cawing away and they'd wake us up.
I've always felt that maybe it's from watching too many scary movies. But crows are a harbinger of something bad. They're always lurking about when something bad is happening. It's not a very mellow sound. It's a pretty harsh sound, a crow cawing.
The neighbors that were most affected, I mean, some of them were hunters, so they just kind of got permission to shoot the crows out of the cemetery.
Thank you.
after 5:30. I like the lack of sound.
I try to notice everything. That's part of being part of your environment. It's part of why I'm a hunter. Sounds, smells, sights. I think people have gotten so used to being in ugly sound environments that they choose to listen to what they want to listen to on their earbuds, but there's a lot of beauty out there to notice.
Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson,
gee Carol, those mud saints will never wash out,
Bruce Springsteen,
oh gee, what am I going to do,
Van Halen,
oh I'm sorry Carol, you were too close,
Tina Turner,
oh, what good does that do,
David Bowie,
no one's supposed to be riding your bike during lunch hour,
Prince, Madonna, Huey Lewis and the News, The Cars, Herbie Hancock, Bonnie Tyler, ZZ Top, Weird Al Yankovic, Cindy Lauper, Pink Floyd, The Pretenders, Billy Joel, Billy Idol, Elton John, Neil Young, Sheena Easton, John Lennon, The Alan Parsons Project, Rick Springfield, The Rolling Stones, Pat Benatar, Hall & Oates, Adam Ant, Queen, Jack Cooler Mellencamp, Fleetwood Mac, Duran Duran, Police, Eurythmics, Culture Club, including Boy George, Kenny Rogers, Stevie Wonder, Jay Iglesias and Diana Ross, Donna Summer, Dean Martin, Kiss, and we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children and working specifically through these individuals.
Look out, here I come!
That was Philip Perkins, a piece called 8282 from It Gets the Corners, still live in the studio. His follow-up to his CD Mr. Anyhow, which was released a couple of years earlier. Philip Perkins from his own studio in San Francisco on his own label Fun Music. Before that, Negative Land, classic Negative Land. From their first album, Escape from Noise. That piece was called Michael Jackson, from SST Records, released in 1987. And we started with Dominique Ferraton, from Montreal originally. This was from her, this was her composition, Bruno September, which she made during her residency at the Bruno Arts Bank in Bruno, Saskatchewan, Prairie Village, northeast of Saskatoon, and that was included on the collection Deep Wireless 9, New Adventures in Sound Art online album from 2013. And speaking of Saskatchewan, we'll hear from Amy Horvey next, who is a trumpeter and composer originally from Saskatoon, who now operates out of Montreal, I believe. This was recorded when she was still in Saskatchewan. This piece is called Cranberry Flats Mobile, and this is from her CD Catchment, released on Paved Arts in 2010. And this features trumpet field recordings by Amy Horvey, recorded at the Cranberry Flats Conservation Area, South Saskatchewan River in the southern portion of the province. We'll also hear, speaking of mobiles, we'll hear works inspired by the mobile artist Alexander Calder. We'll hear from John Cage from his composition Works of Calder, which was a film soundtrack for the Swiss filmmaker Herbert Mater about the sculptor, about the mobile maker, Alexander Calder. We'll hear the film soundtrack with narration and the film soundtrack with percussion. Both of these are on the Works for Piano 4 on Mode Records. The narrator here is the famous actor Burgess Meredith, and the percussion and tape collage was by John Cage, again recorded for the film Works of Calder, directed by Herbert Mater in 1950. This the recording in this case was made at Walter Reed Theater in Lincoln Center, April 4th, 1999. That will be coming up, though, in 15 minutes following Amy Horvey and Cranberry Flats Mobile from the Catchment CD. This is again, trumpet and field recordings by Amy Horvey, recorded at the Cranberry Flats Conservation Area in southern Saskatchewan.
Thank you. Today this boy went to the beach. It was a sunny, windy day, and he was alone. He wandered about and investigated. The wind made everything move. He found some jellyfish, and under the water they were moving too. So was the water and the milkweed and the sun. Then he walked and came to a place with big glass windows. There was a lot of noise going on inside. When he looked in, he saw a house full of things that moved. There was a man in there, very busy. He was making the noise. Hammering and banging and scraping and bending things into shape. The boy asked the man why he was doing that. The man said he enjoyed doing so. He explained that the things he made were called mobiles because they moved by themselves. The mobiles were made out of everything, he said. Tin, wood, steel, wire. He made them by himself. He worked hard as though in a factory, but the things came out different. And sometimes they moved all around him, and he enjoyed that. It was like having his own private sky. So long, he got rather dreamy, and the things he saw in the house and the things he had seen outside got mixed up together in his head. The man said that was what they were supposed to do. He said everybody saw something different after all, depending on the way they looked at the mobiles. Only the mobiles were exactly what they were and nothing else. He hammered and bent and cut them and fixed them so that they would move. The man that the boy saw was Mr. Sandy Corbin. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 923, hour number 3. We just heard music from John Cage, from Works of Calder. We started with Amy Horvey, Cranberry Flats Mobile, from Catchment, released on Paved Arts in 2010. That was a trumpet and field recordings by Amy Horvey. Recorded at the Cranberry Flats Conservation Area in South Saskatchewan. We then heard John Cage from Works of Calder. We heard 2 and 3 of this suite of Works of Calder released on the Works for Piano 4 on Mode Records in 2002. The narrator is Burgess Meredith, and then percussion and tape collage by John Cage, recorded for the film Works of Calder, directed by Herbert Mater, Swiss filmmaker, in 1950. That was recorded at Walter Reed Theater, Lincoln Center, New York, April 4th, 1999. The composition years were 1949 and 1950. And we will continue with music from Ann Arbor, first from George Cacioppo, who was one of the members of the Once Festival, founded at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor by Robert Ashley and Roger Reynolds and Gordon Mumma and others. George Cacioppo was among them. We'll hear his piece from 1962, which was about the time of the Once Festival. It's called Moves Upon Silence, music for 6 percussionists. This is performed by the University Percussion Ensemble, recorded at the Contemporary Directions Concert, Rockham Auditorium, University of Michigan at Ann Arbor, February 23rd, 1980, for this recording. This is included on Perspectives of New Music, which he released on Open Space. And that is a CD that he shares with Jean-Charles Francois and George Cacioppo. Both do several works on this CD. Perspectives of New Music, from Open Space, released in 2009. We'll end with Gordon Mumma from the Once Festival. We'll hear a piece called Greys, that's G-R-E-Y-S, an electronic film score, premiered at the Once Festival in Ann Arbor, February 16th, 1963. First, George Cacioppo, Moves Upon Silence. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 923, hour number 3. The Martian Gardens blog, once again, is martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and other information.